From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This foundation is absolutely wonderful. I know that myself and the other parents just feel like as if we are a part of one big family, and the doctors that are a part of the organization are just absolutely wonderful.
That's Atacha Miles. Her son was diagnosed with kidney disease at birth. Stay with us to find out which organization has been a tower of strength and support for her and many others with children living with kidney problems. This is Sharing the Love. Many of us see problems, and there are those who create solutions. One such organization is the Jamaica Kidney Kids Foundation Limited. The foundation was formed in mid-2012 with a goal of providing a place where children can have dialysis separate from adults at the University Hospital of the West Indies. Plans, however, had to be changed as implementation was too costly. That minor setback did not stop the foundation from making a difference in the lives of both children with kidney disease and their families.
With time, we also became aware that there were far more urgent needs, in that the hospital was having difficulty finding money to purchase the supplies the children needed for dialysis, meaning the various things that are disposable. So therefore, one of our goals became that of ensuring that no child was going to die for lack of supplies. And to this end, we have a dialysis fund.
Chair and founder, Dr. Maylene Miller. The fund sees the procurement of the necessary equipment needed to aid in the provision of dialysis for children. Dialysis is a procedure that helps the body by performing the functions of failed kidneys. Kidneys cleanse the blood by removing waste and excessive fluid, maintain the balance of salt and minerals in your blood, and help regulate blood pressure.
Our other goal is for education and different levels. At the level of the doctor, we had a pediatric chronic kidney disease workshop in 2013, at which we trained pediatricians from hospitals all over Jamaica, including the rural areas, in the management of children with chronic kidney disease and chronic kidney failure.
And in terms of public education, the foundation hosts an annual exhibition during Renal Week to highlight kidney disease in children, how to recognize symptoms, and where to get help. This year, Renal Week is being observed March 10 to 15 under the theme Chronic Kidney Disease and Aging. The Jamaica Kidney Kids Foundation Limited also provides support for parents of children living with kidney diseases.
Well, they were good enough to give me things that I would need on a daily basis. So I got a blood pressure monitoring machine. I also got pill dispensers, you know, a thermometer, things like that I need to ensure that I keep his sickness, you know, under control. So basically whatever assistance, even if I need someone just at 2 o'clock in the night, I can call upon any one of the two doctors, Dr. Miller, Dr. Gooden. They just never say no.
Atacha Miles, parent of an 11-year-old son who was diagnosed with kidney disease at birth. The reach of the foundation spans across the island.
We've been able to start a pediatric kidney clinic at the Cornwall Regional Hospital and also in the Mandeville Regional Hospital. So children from Central and Western Jamaica don't have to travel to Kingston to have the specialty care.
There are currently only 3 pediatric kidney specialists on the island. As a result, the foundation offers a scholarship geared towards training doctors in this area.
So we are trying to get doctors trained abroad because that's the only place where training is available. And we do offer a scholarship. Our first fellow in this training program goes to Montreal Children's Hospital in July for a 2-year training. And we have 2 or 3 other doctors waiting to benefit from the program over the next 5 years to 10 years.
Chair and founder of the Jamaica Kidney Kids Foundation Limited, Dr. Maylene Miller. You can make a donation to the Jamaica Kidney Kids Foundation by visiting kidneykidsja.com or call 391-5680. Let's be a part of the solution as we continue to share the love. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.